Now, I do appreciate that we're coming towards the end of this goal setting section, and to be honest with you, I've pretty much shared with you everything that I have from my own personal repertoire of resources. Well, not everything, but only the stuff that actually really works. There is one really cool workbook that I'm going to share with you in the next video that's going to bring this whole section to a close, that I'm not going to share with you an unbranded version of this workbook, because it's one that took me around about 5 months to produce and create. We've spent thousands of pounds on this. So I'll introduce that to you in the next video. But here, just to wrap this section up before the next video, I want to introduce you into the questioning model. Alright, now whilst there are many communication skills courses, life coaching training programs, counsellors, psychology programs and courses, many people will spend a lot of time explaining the difference between open questions, closed questions, probing questions, clarifying questions, without actually ever explaining the natural order in which to use them. Now, what I'm going to assume here is, as you're watching this course, there's a pretty good chance that you know the difference already between open, probing, clarifying and closed. If you don't, I'll just take a few moments to explain them all briefly shortly. But in this video, more than anything else, I want to show you the natural order in which we can use these questions to bring out the best possible outcomes in the context of our coaching relationships. All right. Now, this framework, this model, I actually pinched from Honda Australia whilst I was a car salesman back in 2006. I was living over in Australia at the time, and we used to get regular sales training in which I was, and through which I was initially presented with this fascinating framework. Now, open questions, I have asked you a couple of times throughout the course already, on this unconscious level, you may or may not have been aware of it. And I gave an example, I think maybe 3 or 4 videos ago, when I gave an example of asking someone how. You know, how do you intend on solving this problem? For example, that's an open question. Another open question would be, you know, how do you intend on solving this problem in your life? How do you intend on making progress in your life? How do you intend on practicing all of the exercises and the techniques that I'm sharing with you? How do you intend on improving the quality of your relationships? How do you intend improving the quality of your career? How do you intend on developing yourself educationally? Now, the funny thing about open how questions is they're always based on a presupposition. Now, we can use questions like this and ask people how they intend to move forward in their life, because we can presuppose and naturally assume that they already want to. We understand this because progress is an innate human value, is a core value, it's something that drives all of us. So as we understand core values, we can ask open questions like this with real genuine authority. And no one's ever going to respond to you by saying, how? That's a bit presumptuous, isn't it, that I actually want to move forward in life? We can automatically and naturally presume that because someone's coming to you for life coaching, they want to move forward in some area. So once we begin using the communication skills that we've developed by now, using the goal setting techniques and models that I've shared with you, once we've begun helping people to understand the core values, and once we've begun helping people to understand and accept who it is that they are, the open questions we use to start bringing our life coaching sessions to a close. All right. So, for example, so tell me, how is it that you intend to action many of the things that we've discussed throughout this session? Now, questions like that are useful because we don't want to assume that our clients are leaving our coaching sessions with whatever it was that we originally hoped that they would take. Bear in mind, we are respecting the client's ability to self-govern. All right, and bear in mind, if you think about it, as you've been watching this course, I've dumped loads on you. And if we understand how people's minds work, sometimes we can be watching a video, and whilst we're watching the video, or a lesson or something like that, the instructor could say something, and then we start thinking about it, we focus on it. And whilst we are focusing on that, we're missing out on everything else that he then goes on to say, which may or may not be true for you throughout this course up until now. But even if it's not, I guarantee that it will be true for your life coaching clients as they come through your doors, especially if you start sharing some really profound and life-changing concepts, principles, or models with them. Now, the open questions are based on the presupposition, as I've mentioned, that they are going to go and take and action whatever it is that we've shared with them throughout the section, the session. And this is really about probing them to take responsibility for whatever it is that we've shared, or that they have realised. So we've looked at models such as the Express planning model, we've looked at the four questions, and all we're really looking and probing for is for them to take responsibility for something, one action step, something that they're actually going to take away in action. So if they say, for example, yeah, that action step, that's something really practical that I can do this week, you then probe. That's fantastic. So how specifically, you know, chunking down, how specifically do you intend on doing that? I'm genuinely interested. So we use chunking up and down, and we can play around with the response that they give us through the open questions that we ask to help them gain absolute clarity on how it is that they are actually going to follow up and action whatever it is that we've shared with them or that they've taken from the session. So once they then go on to respond and clarify, we then just simply reflect back or paraphrase whatever it is that they've offered us. So just to be clear, this week you're going to go on to do this and that. They'll say either yes or no. And that is the session closed. All right, so we're open, we're opening up at the end of the life coaching session to gain clarity on what it is that they've actually taken from the session, to get some form of commitment from them that they're actually going to action some of the goals that they've set or some of the targets that they've defined or whatever. We're probing around to make sure that they're actually taking stuff on. We're probing to make sure that they're open, that they're receptive, they're actually taking the coaching relationship serious, because if they're not, they're going to come back and haunt you for it. And then we're clarifying. So we're now entering into an agreement, because right at the end of the session, you're going to be saying, right, so this time next week, we're going to discuss the progress that you've made in this specific area that you've just clarified you're going to take responsibility for before moving on to the next goal or the next preferred outcome that we've established. So you're helping them then to manage their expectations on what to expect for you. Therefore, they are going to feel naturally now accountable to you because you're holding them to account. You're actually encouraging them to take responsibility for something in a way that perhaps no one else in the past ever has. So this is just a useful framework just to be in mind of. It's not something you can actively practice, but it's something that you do want to build into your coaching conversationally, especially once you've come into agreement with your client about the goals that they're willing to take responsibility for. So in the additional materials section, I've put together a little information fact sheet that just explains this in a bit more detail. It's a bit more information about the different types of questioning that you can use: open questions, probing questions, clarifying questions, and closed questions, alongside a few other little hints and tips that I felt at this stage of the course might be quite useful for you. So that's us just about wrapping up this section. I'm going to share one more really cool resource that's actually just for you in the next video, but I'm not going to tell you what that is. You're going to have to continue on to see. So I look forward to seeing you again soon.